Hi there, it's Wandering Ivy, and I'm doing a questionnaire fill. I actually haven't recorded one of these before, but I saw that Helen Beck had posted a questionnaire for retro video games, and I'm really excited, so let's have a go at it. Let's see, first question. What is your favorite first level of a game? For me, it's the Chop Chop Master Onion stage from Parappa the Rapper. You know, kick, punch, it's all in the mind. Pretty much every track in that game is fire, but that one's just such a classic. Let's see, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Sony, Sega, and Nintendo. Well, Fuck is Nintendo. It's got some amazing first-party titles, but I need more than just a handful of great games per generation to keep me going. We're friends with benefits at best. Marry is Sony. It's been true love ever since the PS1. It's always had the best library. Little bummed about the lack of backwards compatibility for PS3 and PS4, but nobody's perfect. Which means kill is Sega. Sega and I have had some pretty great times, but ever since the Dreamcast, it's just kind of all been downhill from there. Cartridges or discs, and why? Honestly, discs. You can put them in their cases or on a big spindle, but cartridges are generally clunky to store, and the tiny ones drive me nuts. I've lost so many DS and Switch games that I mostly just buy the digital versions now. Why make a $60 game the size of a freaking post stamp? I'm way too messy to deal with tiny games. Who or what is your favorite boss of all time, and your favorite final boss, if they are different? Favorite boss has to be Pyramid Head from Silent Hill 2. You know, he's kind of like menacing you all game, and then you get to the actual fight, and you fight the pair of them, and you're trying not to get skewered, and then they just throw themselves on their own spears at the end, while your protagonist is having this big epiphany about them being manifestations of his own crushing guilt, and it's great. As far as final bosses go, I'd say Dimuzid from Catherine. That's a fun ride. Like, you're trying to solve the puzzle and ascend this huge tower while he's switching your blocks around, dropping meteors out of the sky, and shooting his laser eyes at you, which just obliterates huge portions of the stage. It's really challenging. I must have gone at it like a half dozen times, but it's super rewarding. Who is your favorite game character of all time? If they're not a protagonist, then who's your favorite protagonist? Well, for characters in general, it's got to be Solus from Dragon Age Inquisition. If you haven't played, by the way, spoiler alert. But he just starts off so innocuous, and you think he's this bland exposition character, and then you find out at the end that he's been playing you, that he's behind the major conflict in the story, and it's just this emotional gut punch, especially if you're romancing him. And then they leave his whole arc on a cliffhanger for years. Like, damn it, just give us the next game already. For protagonists specifically, I really like Kirby. I know they can't really give him a lot of depth, he doesn't talk, but he's just this adorable pink puffball who can have any power if he can fit the enemy in his mouth, and he does battle with these existential horrors, but then he just wants to chill with Waddle Dee afterwards and have a picnic. Backtracking, yay or nay? Do you prefer to Metroid it up with all kinds of freedom to explore, or Super Mario it up by finishing stage and never looking back? Personally, I'd prefer not to backtrack. Not unless the stage has changed in some significant way that makes it feel like a new experience the second time around. Otherwise, it just feels like the developers got lazy and wanted to reuse a level. Favorite genre? Platformer, RPG, adventure, etc. Honestly, I'm kinda torn between puzzle games, horror games, and visual novels. Are we counting visual novels? Because basically it's all three of those. Desert Island Gaming. You have a magical palm tree that generates electricity, has a TV screen, and cartridge slots, controllers for every console released prior to 2000. For an inexplicable, plot-relevant reason, you have three games with you, and you have no idea how long you'll be stuck here. What games are they? Oh, okay, so it's before 2000, so Overwatch is right out. I'd pick Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo. I have so much time invested in that game. I can beat Expert Mode with Dan, and it's just one of my favorite all-time puzzle games. Then I'd probably grab Bust a Groove 2. because all the songs are just really catchy and the gameplay is just the right amount of challenging. But I'd want the Japanese version because for some reason the American release cut out all of the endings. And last would be Harvest Moon Back to Nature. I've loved Harvest Moon since the Super Nintendo version, but Back to Nature is easily the best pre-2000 game in the series. I had to double check this one, actually. It was December 99, so it just barely makes the cutoff. What game has the best musical score of all time, in your opinion? What's your one favorite video game song of all time? Is it cheating to say Dance Dance Revolution? I mean, any of the Beemani games, really, like Dance Maniacs, Para Para Paradise, Poppin' Music, they're just so good musically. But as far as one specific song, I really like Katamari on the Rocks from Katamari Damacy. That just, like, instantly puts a smile on my face. It's just such a jaunty little tune. Have you tried any of the new retro-style games, like Shovel Knight, Undertale, Stardew Valley, or something else? Give us a 30-second elevator pitch for why we should go buy this game right fucking now. I may be one of the rare people who didn't enjoy Undertale all that much, but I will absolutely recommend Stardew Valley. It's actually better than the newest titles with the proper Harvest Moon title, because Natsume kind of dropped the ball, in my opinion, but Stardew is just beautifully done, with just so much content to play, characters to engage with, and some of the most relaxing gameplay that you'll find in any game. Like, if you just want to zone out and decompress, it's a really excellent game for that. Video game character crushes. If you answered this question with, "There never were any," then you're a liar. I agree, and, well, I already said Solas, but definitely that stupid sexy elf. Then maybe Wesker from Resident Evil, or Gilgamesh from Fate Stay Night. I guess it's mostly bad guys, then. What's your most memorable memory as it pertains to video games? Well, BioShock spoilers here, but definitely the Would You Kindly reveal. Like, I'm watching this and my jaw was literally just hanging open. That was such a great moment in video game storytelling. Do you own any rare and or valuable video games or game memorabilia? What is it? What are they? I do. I actually have some rare game peripherals, like the Samba de Amigo Maracas, the Taiko no Tatsujin drum, and the Donkey Konga bongos, and a couple of hard-to-find survival horror titles like Clock Tower 2, Rule of Rose, and Haunting Ground. I've got a soft spot for spooky games, so... I guess I lucked out in that now they're hard to find because they didn't have a big print, but I loved them, you know, and I don't know if I'd part with them. So, yeah, this has been a great questionnaire, and thank you so much for putting it out there, and I hope that you guys have enjoyed my answers, and, you know, feel free to hit me up and nerd it out because I'm always willing to talk games. Thank you for listening. Bye.